It's just about a minute after 8 o'clock, and we welcome you to a Wednesday program. As we do each and every Wednesday, we get our economic news, our WealthWise moment from WealthWise Financial Services President and CEO, Laureen Gilbert. And Laureen is with us this morning. Good morning, Laureen. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here this morning on an absolutely beautiful Laguna Beach type of day today. Welcome. Thank you.
It is. Thank you.
It has to have been one of the busiest weeks in your lifetime. This last week must have seemed like a month. Let's start with Pfizer's announcement this past Monday. It seems to have been a game changer for the market that Pfizer announced a 90% effective vaccine. How important was that announcement for travel and hotel and theme parks and movie theater companies?
Right. Well, even as we're seeing COVID cases going up, this Pfizer announcement is a game changer, both for our lifestyles as well as the economy and the market. So we've been saying all along that a vaccine would be the catalyst for the market to move up in a significant way, and we have seen that happen. What I would say people should watch is all the other companies as well. So this is going to take a village. This takes a whole community of different healthcare biotech companies to eradicate this virus. And so with that, not only does Pfizer look like they're being successful, I would watch for other announcements. Companies like Moderna are also in those third phase trials. Watch for some good news from some of these other companies as well.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And I bet you that's great news for companies like AMC, who saw their shares go down almost 50% here in the last several months. So,
well, yeah, and I would say that those companies are not out of the woods yet, especially with the talk of, you know, many states going back into a more restrictive, you know, even here in California, you know, looking at the different 58 counties, it looks like many counties are going to go back to a more severe lockdown. So I don't think that those companies are out of the woods yet, companies in the travel industry, companies in the entertainment industry. But what you've seen the markets respond to is, you know, remember, markets are always forward looking. So even though those companies are not out of the woods yet, we've seen cruise liners, airliners, those stocks come way off their lows.
Right. I'm reading a report this morning that the CDC has released guidance suggesting that air travel now, suggesting that masking during air travel is really effective. They didn't have the science to release that. They just released that this morning. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, you know, Ed, I just took my first flight since COVID, and I was, you know, pleasantly surprised. I think the air filtration systems that they've put into place, as well as being vigilant about people wearing a mask. I'll tell you, the guy who was sitting next to me had his mask below his nose. You know, as we know, that's not the proper way of wearing a mask.
Right.
And the flight attendant quickly came over and instructed him to put that back on the correct way. So, you know, I agree. And I will say that I would feel good about going back on airplanes again.
Okay, good. Now, before the Pfizer announcement, Wall Street has something called a fear gauge that had been moving down, and it moved down 35%. Since the announcement, I don't know that you would have the answer to this, where would you put that fear gauge now?
Yeah, so you're talking about the VIX, and the VIX is a volatility measure of the S&P 500. And before the election on October 28th, it reached a high of 40.25, and now we're down to about 24.5. Okay. Huge decrease in that fear gauge or VIX level. And that has to do, we saw that coming. So before the election, there were these, you know, heightened uncertainty. And we said post-election, we're going to see a decrease in uncertainty, a decrease in the VIX or that fear gauge as that election story becomes at least a little more clear, as well as the idea of, you know, once again, this vaccine and the uncertainty around COVID-19 also decreasing.
Okay. All right. You had mentioned that, and we've been talking about this for several weeks, that the market always is forward looking. And you just mentioned that a couple mm-hmm. of minutes ago. So as Wall Street looks beyond COVID-19, will investors abandon companies that have done so well, like Netflix and Zoom?
Well, what you got to remember there is there was so much speculation and people just buying out of that. We call it the stay-at-home stocks. Right. And what we're now seeing is a shift to the kind of reopen and stay open stocks. And so I do think you're going to see this shift because I think some of those companies had gone well beyond their expected, you know, earnings and valuation. So they were probably overbought.
Right.
Not to say that those companies aren't here to stay. So, you know, Zoom has made inroads across businesses across the country, personal accounts across the country. So, you know, companies, those companies are going to have much more market share and deeper penetration. So that's a longer story. But I will say that as we go towards the reopen, that I think there will be a shift in kind of a money flow as to where people are investing.
Okay.
We're also, you know, seeing a shift, you know, away from, in a sense, that large cap macro trade in the technology space,
right.
Large growth into smaller companies and moving growth to value. So we're seeing some rotation in the market.
Okay. So that is the market rotation I've heard you speak about before. Okay.
Yeah. And we're starting to see that.
Okay. All right. And do you see yourself as the head of a company in a year from now, 2 years from now, still doing Zoom meetings when necessary?
We do.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking about this as, you know, as our company together, that I think what it does is it opens up other avenues for us where, you know, where many companies like ours have been much more regionally based,
right.
And we want to be nationally known. I think that opens up the opportunity to truly work with people. And, you know, we have clients in, I don't know, 24 or so states already.
Right.
But moving towards doing business in all states becomes much easier as people are more comfortable being on Zoom. So I think that, you know, I think there will be more and more of a movement towards these virtual meetings. I've heard many corporations talk about shifting their travel requirements for salespeople. So I think we're going to see this lasting longer.
Okay. All right. And a question involving the election this past week. With an additional four states passing legalized cannabis legislation, and I know it hasn't passed federally, so it's still illegal federally. I think my question to you is, when will the banks and federal institutions take cannabis stocks seriously, and what would that look like?
Yeah, you know, I'm in an industry where we cannot do business with anybody generating income from the cannabis market. And that has to do with the fact that it is federally, you know, it's not legal.
Right.
I think that that's going to change. I think that eventually, just as more and more states legalize it from a federal level, it will also need to be legalized. And then it will come under, you know, more traditional banking, investing, and all of that. So I think the opportunity is there, but until it does get the federal blessing, as it were,
right.
You know, we can't do business in that area at all. But I would say it's going to continue to grow.
Okay. All right. Now, today, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, you have a post-election webinar taking place.
We do. And that's all about, you know, things that people can think about from an investment perspective. Certainly with a new administration and, you know, new things to think about. You know, the fact that we do have a divided government, at least we think we're going to. All of this is still unclear, by the way, because we've had no certification and we don't know where the Senate is until January.
Right.
So a lot of this is still unknown, but that's what we're going to be talking about. Given where we think we are, what does this mean for the economy and the markets, and where can investors think about for opportunities? And that's going to be at 3 o'clock Pacific time today. And all investors are welcome to join us. We'd love to have people participate in that webinar.
How do we tune in?
So there's a link that we have. And if anybody who's interested would email us at info at wealthwisefinancial.com, we will send you the link.
Okay.
And it is a Zoom link. I believe we're using Zoom. So yes, it will be. So we'll send you info at wealthwisefinancial.com, 3 o'clock Pacific time today. We'd love to have your listeners participate in that call.
You know, I have jumped into a couple of your webinars, and they are just like these conversations. They educate me, and they're fascinating, and I absolutely love it. I should tell our audience that you're the winner of the 2020 Stevie Award for Women in Business. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And it is a pretty illustrious award. I've seen some. I'm looking at the names of past winners, and you're in really great company.
Well, it feels really good. It's quite an honor. It is a national award recognizing women in business, and I am excited about even the ceremony that's going to be virtual, but they are going to have a ceremony. I've been to it live in New York City, and it's quite the event in person. We'll see. I'm sure they're going to make it lovely as well this year, virtually.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations, and we're very proud to have you on the show, and always, whether or not, but we're always very proud. one last thing. You've been talking recently about how to recognize and avoid online scams. Can you give me some examples of big ones and how to avoid them?
Yeah. You know, We're always talking to investors about this. And in fact, let me just tell you, from our own firm, we put extra safety measures in place for our clients so that, you know, we, of course, want to avoid any kind of scam. And I don't know that people think enough about this when they're choosing who they're going to do business with. And whether it's your wealth manager or your bank, or the credit cards that you're using or whatnot, or even the vendors that you use, you know, people need to be thinking about this huge issue of cybersecurity because the numbers are growing. They're hitting new highs every year. Right. And people need to be concerned about that. So the first piece of advice that I would offer people is to make sure you're using a credit monitoring service, that not only monitors your credit, but also alerts you if any new account is opened in your name, meaning any kind of credit card, any kind of debt, loan, or whatnot. You want to know about that. And so it's a very low cost for a huge return in making sure that your accounts are not breached. And then in addition to that, still hard to believe, but the idea of phishing is one of the most common scams out there and where people will send you an email. It looks like it's your bank. It looks like it's maybe somebody you know, and they're trying to get you to click a link that will then expose your information. And so, you know, the rule of thumb is don't click on any of that. And a bank, do not click on that. Go directly to your bank's website. Don't click on any links. So even the other unfortunate thing that happens, and many times with elderly people, is getting a phone call and they're saying that they're the IRS or some other kind of government agency and asking them to release their information like a social security number. Never, ever, ever do that. Those people are not going to be calling you for your information, and you do not want to release it. So, you know, people definitely need to be careful and with the potential scams that are out there.
Oh, that is sound advice. These scammers are insidious. That's just it's horrible how they take advantage of people. Well, we'll look forward to your webinar today at 3 o'clock. And if any listeners are looking for her address again, you can call me here. I'm happy to give that to you. Lorene Gilbert, President and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services. Thank you for this Wealthwise moment today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds great.
All right. 8:17 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Yeah.